Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He's Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way a tire buying should be. Keep it locked for this entire hour and the next. We got two of them left. Eddie House joins us at the bottom of the hour. The NBA champion, lots to get into with him, obviously, with the big Damian Lillard trade, Rob. But first, let's go to the NFL. It is, of course, that time of year. And Micah Parsons, Rob, one of the great defenders in the league today. Two fantastic games to start the season. And I actually thought through the first two games of the year, he was the MVP. Now, that's obviously early, but, you know, I thought he was the best player in football through those first two games. Obviously, now that wouldn't be the case. Tua Tagovailoa would be the number one guy right now in the MVP race. And Micah wouldn't be that close because he didn't dazzle, to say the least, in the third game, a loss to the mediocre at best Arizona Cardinals. But, Rob, a lot of people, I've mentioned him and Lawrence Taylor before. A lot of people really started comparing them recently. And Bill Belichick has talked about that. Here he is.
Comparing players like that, it's not really. I would just say, like, I wouldn't put anybody ahead of Lawrence Taylor, period. No, maybe I'm prejudiced. I mean, I saw that guy every day for over a decade, and he tilted the field for a decade. So until somebody does that, and there's a lot of great players. I'm not taking any away from anybody else. There's a lot of great players that have been in this league that are in this league. But personally, I'm not putting anybody ahead of Lawrence Taylor. Not yet.
Chris, I'm with Bill Belichick. And I had the pleasure. I was a young reporter in New York, Chris, and I covered Lawrence Taylor. I saw it up close.
Yep.
I was at Giant Stadium, the old Giant Stadium, and covered those games. Lawrence Taylor was a wrecking machine. And that is no diss to Micah. You know what I mean, Chris? I'm not right. Saying he can't play or he's not a tremendous football player. Right. But I'm sorry, Lawrence Taylor and Bill Belichick said it. He tilted the field, Chris. He tilted the field. And he was one of those guys that you had to know where he was on the field. Like, yeah, I don't care who was playing, who was quarterback, any other position. Lawrence Taylor was a monster, Chris. And when you look at Micah Parsons, here's the problem. There are other guys, Chris, who have, you know, even better numbers than him. He's not even, like, the best pass rusher since he's been in the league. You know what I mean? So how can we – I know it's great because when he first came on the scene, he was all over the place and people were like, how do you defend this guy? And his presence, Chris, was electric on the when you watch the game, correct? Like there he is.
Micah?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Electric. There he is. He got through again. Oh, my God. They can't block him. Like, it felt like that. But if you pull the curtain back on some other players during this time, how about T.J. Watt, Chris? In 8 less games, 3.5 more sacks, 1 more fumble recovery, 1 more forced fumble, same number of defensive touchdowns, and 1 less quarterback hit. He was a defensive player of the year. Micah does not have that. He hadn't done it yet. So there are other players who – you could put ahead of him already at this point. So it hasn't been like the meteoric start to where he's got all those things. Like Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys who has all those things, Chris, from the very beginning. The MVP, the Super Bowl. He has the hardware.
Right.
And Micah Parsons just doesn't have that yet.
Well, look, I certainly agree with Bill Belichick saying you don't put anybody ahead of LT. LT is... Rob, not only, I think virtually everybody says the greatest defensive player ever, he's in the discussion for greatest football player ever.
He's got to be up there in the top three.
I'm one that doesn't put Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever.
I think Tom Brady.
I would never say the best football player ever. But LT's in that discussion. And in fairness to people, I don't think anybody, and Rob G, speak up if you can think of someone. I don't think anybody's put him, Micah, ahead of LT.
No, I mean, but just that he's in that conversation, that. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but Belichick did. Now, I don't know if he was being strategic, but no, he said
sure
I wouldn't
him.
Put anybody ahead of LT. He didn't say I wouldn't put anybody in the conversation. With Lawrence Taylor, I wouldn't put anybody on the same level as Lawrence Taylor. He didn't say the comparisons are ridiculous. He just said I wouldn't put anybody ahead, which everybody would agree with that. Here's the one pushback I'd have on your – because you kind of said the numbers, you know, you got guys. I mean, Nick Bosa was defensive player of the year last year. T.J. Watt's numbers are better than Micah's. It is a lot. I mean, Micah's got good numbers too. But it is a lot of just watching the game, and I know you watch them as well. So I'm not saying you don't. But it's watching Micah and what he's doing on the field. Again, particularly in those first two games where he's lining up on so many different parts of the field, the line of scrimmage, and he is just putting so much pressure on the quarterbacks. Whether he sacks them or not, The havoc he was wreaking and how he was making the offense have to account for him, that is what had people like, my goodness, this looks like Lawrence Taylor. And like I said, it's not just about numbers. Lawrence Taylor only led the league in sacks one time. And he only led the league. That was the only category he ever led the league in. He had one touchdown 1 year, his second year. That was tied for the most by a defensive player. But he never led the league in you know, fumbles recovered, fumbles forced, or, you know, anything. I mean, fumbles forced, they didn't keep it that time. But fumbles, he didn't lead the league in any of that stuff. His first 2 years, Rob, 9.5 sacks his first year, 7.5 his second year, 9 his third year, you know. But he was defensive player of the year his first 2 years.
Yeah, right.
So, again, it was about people just looking, similar to Micah, people just looking at the impact he was having on the game, not just how many sacks he got and things like that.
Yeah, I get that. But the same thing, Chris, if you look at Micah without the and saying he doesn't have, you know, the big numbers and looking at him.
And he does have good numbers. Micah's got 13 sacks his first year, 13.5 last year.
But winning defensive player of the year is what separates the two. You know,
right.
You talked
He's
about
been
his first
second both years.
Yeah, the first 2 years. And the other thing too is obviously the Giants won 2 Super Bowls with LT there, and that was a big part of it. And their defense Chris, was
that
a monster. That was the team. They had Phil Simms, and they won with Jeff Hostetler, right?
Yep.
It didn't matter the quarterback. Phil Simms wasn't some big-time 400-yard passer or anything. You know, he was a good quarterback, won great. And Jeff Hostetler filled in when he was hurt, and they won 2 Super Bowls. Their defense was what that team was all about.
Yeah, no question. And I think, too, and Rob, if I'm not mistaken, and this is funny, but, you know, it's – you have to understand, and you'll get what I'm saying, Rob. Someone posted, I believe, because it was talked about at my job, the TV show First Things First. You know, obviously Joe Namath was critical of Zach Wilson, and someone posted their numbers. And as you might imagine, Rob, Zach Wilson's were rivaling Joe Namath.
Yeah, okay.
but obviously, you can't put Zach Wilson in the same sentence as Joe Namath.
But it's a different game.
All-time great and all that.
And Joe Namath has some things, Chris, when you talk about it. I'm not here to say Joe Namath was the greatest quarterback or anything like that.
But he was a legit Hall of Famer.
He was first to throw for 4,000 yards. Yep. They weren't throwing the football like that. You know, people can say whatever they want. 4,000 back then, Chris, that was a lot of yards that he threw for.
Oh, gosh.
And he won a Super Bowl against the Baltimore Colts, who were one of the greatest football teams at that time, Chris, right, in NFL history with Don Shula, who was the head coach of that team.
Well, he led the AFL twice in passing yards, led the NFL once, led the NFL in passing touchdowns. This is Joe Namath I'm talking about. Led the league's total 3 times in yards per game. Like, he was, you know, at that time, my point is you can't just look at the numbers, because quarterbacks and receivers were not protected like they are today. So the numbers are going to be much better today, nor did they throw it as much. Even Namath throwing for 4,000 yards, he didn't throw it nearly as much as quarterbacks do today. So
and
that's something. And I brought that up because it's similar with sacks, Rob. Now, Lawrence Taylor had 20 sacks. The year he won, they won the Super Bowl in 85 or 86, but the 85 season, he had 20.5 sacks to lead the league. That was his third Defensive Player of the Year award. That's the year he won the MVP, last defensive player to do it. Guys should get, and I don't know if it was Rod Woodson who mentioned it on our show or I heard it somewhere else, Rob, but he's right. Guys should get more sacks today because they throw the ball so much, and that's
what I was going to say, Chris. LT having 20.5 sacks in 1986, that might be 35 sacks today.
Because he knows that, you know what I mean?
Because think about that. They were running the ball. They had running backs. You didn't know it was a pass every down or 3 out of 4 downs. That's an incredible number.
Just forget about somebody running by you. Quarterback every, no doubt about it. So you just need to keep that in mind as you look. You know, I'm talking to the listeners. As you look at some of these stats, don't rush out there. Remember the person rushed out there a few years ago, Rob, when Ryan Fitzpatrick was in one of his little Fitzmagic runs for 3 or 4 games
before he turned back into a pumpkin,
right? And they said he's got more career touchdown passes than Troy Aikman. I mean, it ended up looking foolish because you have to understand the context. It's like saying LeBron James has more three-pointers made than Larry Bird.
Right.
He's a better three-point shooter. You got to understand the context. And so it's the same with sacks. Sacks is probably not quite as pronounced as, you know, the quarterback stats and the differences. But just be aware of that when you look at stat numbers for sacks because they should. There's so many more opportunities now to sack the quarterback than there used to be. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, look, I think Micah reminds a lot of, I think the best way to say it, Robbie, he reminds a lot of people of Lawrence Taylor. Now he's got a long way to go before he can ever be really, you know, compared to Lawrence Taylor. Like you said, Lawrence has three defensive player of the
and his first
awards.
Two.
That's crazy. Right. His first 2 years he did that. You know, this is, like I said, the best player defensively ever. Last defensive player to win an MVP. And so you just got to keep that in mind. But Micah, look, it'll be interesting to watch him. Let me throw this out to you.
And there's
quick,
no
too,
diss to him, Chris. Not at all.
Not at all. No, not at all. Let me throw this out to you. And quickly, because we're going to get to the listeners. Mike, I've said Micah's got to be careful with that podcast. Look, I don't want to get in his pockets. Let him make his money. Let him do his podcast. That's fine. But, Rob, when you look at most of the players that do, the current players that do it, you have a lot of retired players, obviously. But the current players, for the most part, I might be missing a youngin' out there. But Jason and Travis Kelce, veterans who've won championships. Draymond Green, veteran who won championships. Paul George and Patrick Beverley, not championships they haven't won, but they're veterans, longtime veterans. You don't see a ton of just young guys, Rob. And my point is, he could say a lot of stuff that could come back to haunt their team or be bulletin board material for other teams because you're just a young guy, you're running off at the mouth, and you have not yet delivered a ring. And so I just think they got to be careful with that. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob Parker did not want to address that. I don't know. That's odd because he loves talking about players having podcasts and being
no, I just I, we're just
stuff.
So tight on time, Chris. So I didn't want to go crazy on it, but I'm with you on. You know, I got an hour on players not doing it, especially when they're playing. I just think play,
it's
dude.
Tough.
There's plenty of time for you to do that stuff, Chris. Play. You should play. Focus in on playing. So I didn't want to be too late. I want the callers, the listeners, to be able to get in. That's why I didn't go on to get on my soapbox.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Lawrence Taylor, Micah Parsons, your thoughts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All of your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Micah Parsons, Lawrence Taylor. The comparisons are out there. What are your thoughts?
Packers already up, Chris. 3-0 yep. With a field goal after a pick by Jared Goff. What is that? One pick in each of the first three games this year?
For Goff?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That's what I thought, but it said that he had a pick. All right. Tony in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm going to go to the Rob Parker bag on this one.
Uh-oh.
No way, no how is Micah Parsons in the same sentence with Lawrence Taylor. And I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. And I will tell you, Lawrence Taylor is the best football player I've ever seen in my life. Period. Every left tackle should have a picture of Lawrence Taylor in their basement and explain to their kids, this is the reason why we live like we live, because of this man.
No,
okay.
That's true.
That's a great point.
That became a hugely important position because of Lawrence Taylor, no doubt.
And I will say this, Rob, you know New York in the 80s was wild. Like I was telling Rob G., I don't even think we saw the best of Lawrence Taylor because of his off-the-field issues. If he was, like, really laser-focused on the game, this man might have over 250 sacks.
Dude,
he was just that good.
Yeah, well, all the stuff that he went through, they had to, you still have to go get him, Chris. Out of crack houses, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
he was a mess.
No doubt.
He was a mess. Imagine how he just played football and was clean and what could have been.
Yeah, maybe I should just be thankful Mike is just doing a podcast.
Can I just say this, though, guys?
You're right about that. Go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off, but could you make a case that we got the better version of LT because he was –
I didn't really want to say that, but it's possible. I mean, you know.
It's the equivalent of a PED, right?
It may have gone either way, or it may not have mattered. I mean, I don't know. But that's possible, Rob G.
Okay.
I mean, we consider, Rob, that probably did take away, it's possible that it stimulated him, you know, and enhanced him. So I don't know. Take away from anything he did. I'm just saying, I don't know, you know, if it, you know, a sport like football, you know, you out there and, you know, if you're high and you it can help you just go crazy, you know, out there. So it could have went either way. So,
yeah, it's a tough call. And I was bringing up Jared Goff, Chris. He had gone 383 passes without an interception. Now he's thrown at least one. Right?
In each of the last three games.
Yeah.
He didn't throw one in his opener, but yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's interesting. You're right, because
he was on a streak.
He was third all time?
Yeah, it was a long streak.
Yeah.
Nate, Ohio, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Huge fan.
Yep. Thank you, man. Yep. Appreciate you.
The only person really in this conversation is T.J. Watt. Look at the guy. You have to plan for him every single game. I think Mike Tomlin should actually be on the hot seat without this guy. I mean, they have a.
I'm not arguing against T.J. Watt, but wouldn't you say the same thing? Defense or offenses have to do the same thing for Micah Parsons, like playing for him every single game? I think they're planning for him just like they're planning for TJ. Is he gone?
Do we lose him?
I guess so. But no, look, TJ is tremendous. There's no doubt about it. I'm just saying, you know, Rob, you have to, you know, you have to account for both of those dudes.
No doubt. Hey, Jola in Dallas. I never heard that name. Jola, you're on the Odd Couple.
Yo,
Fox Sports Radio.
How y'all doing, man?
How are you?
Doing well. Y'all the uncles of the airways, man.
No doubt.
But, I'm going to piggyback on what y'all saying. Like, Michael Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys just need to get serious about his career and then the season, you know? Let the media hype you up, especially with these player podcasts. You know, you haven't proven anything yet. And, you know, y'all fell on y'all faces, flat on y'all faces versus the Arizona
right.
Cardinals. Like, and the season is going on and you're getting on all these podcasts. See, they need to let that go. And, you know, I agree with y'all. LT, it's not like we don't have YouTube and can't look this guy up.
Right.
It's not that old.
He
know?
Used to right. jump across the line and grab quarterbacks by hand and throw them down.
It's right. not like we can't look this up. So, it's you know, he just needs to get serious and start winning, you know, some accolades, accumulating some accolades, or start a podcast about Dak Prescott, man, because it's like, that's crazy, you know. Maybe he needs to talk about that.
Nah, we were talking about that. And it's, Rob, it is like, I mean, you're young. You're talking for an hour straight by yourself. You're going to say something you probably end up regretting.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a lot, man. And again, he hasn't won anything yet. And like I said, I don't want to take money out of his pockets. I'm sure he's being paid nicely for it, and he's still in his rookie deal. But, you know, that's just you almost bound to say something that comes back to haunt you, Rob.
I think so, and you got to be real careful. People are going to use it against you.
Yeah, and like I said, the Kelseys, they're older. They've won. Draymond says stuff still, but, you know, he's won. So it's like, hey, what you going to say to him? He's won multiple championships. A little different with the young cats. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Eddie Howe's around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. Everything you've earned doubled. Yes, seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Our next guest got theme music. Funky theme music. He's an NBA champion. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Eddie House. E House, what
yo,
up?
Yo, yo.
What's that? Hey, man, hey, it's almost that time. I can't wait, man. I cannot wait. It's almost that time for hoop season,
but
man.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before we get there.
I got to be honest. I thought you were talking about the baseball playoffs.
Yes, or the Raiders.
You know, the baseball playoffs is cool, but this hoop season, it's got real funky real quick.
All right, let me ask you about the Raiders real quick before we get into all the basketball. Yes, because he went to the Raiders. He was not too happy about that team. How much were the tickets?
It shouldn't be.
Oh, the tickets was crazy, man. I'm telling you that it was sold out, but it was a Pittsburgh stadium, basically. You know,
right.
They was playing at
right.
It was terrible town everywhere. The numbers was crazy. They were won two bands, $2,000, $2,100 for a seat in the lower bowl.
How much?
$2,000. It was crazy. I'm telling you, to sit in the nosebleeds, you was paying $700-$800.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous.
All right, I want to hear your thoughts
on
basketball.
Product, though. I'm saying for a bogus product, though.
Right.
All right, so let's get to it. What do you think about this trade, Damian Lillard to Milwaukee?
Ooh, that just shifted everything. That changed everything. You could say that Milwaukee got a little – they lost a little perimeter defense, but they got so much scoring. And to me, when I look at big threes that have been successful over the history of this game, when you take the top three players, they all do something different. And that's right. What Milwaukee does. You know, they'll have right. three guys that are their stars that do three different things great. And they all could do everything, but three of them, they do different things on a high level. And you got back-end defender with Portis is a good defender. You got Brooke Lopez, all NBA defender. And you got Giannis. You got the rim protector. They are going to be extremely tough in the Eastern Conference, and for that fact of the matter, the NBA, period.
in any way, how about Miami? Of course, you play with the Heat, and people thought that maybe the Heat thought that they were going to get him because Dame said that that's all the only place he wanted to go. They wouldn't sweeten the pot. Did they miss an opportunity here by not going all out to get Dame?
I don't think they missed the opportunity. I think that if they would have went all out, they would have had to basically mortgage their future and some of their players.
And it about winning a championship now? Forget about the futures now. They can't win a championship with what they have. They've been there twice.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is you're going to have to take some of those pieces that helped you get there and expend them and say, hey, okay, you got to go over here for us to get one piece. And I don't think that when you look at it, and I got to give that organization, the Miami Heat, that organization, Pat Riley, everybody that's over there involved in that, you got to give them credit because they know what they're going to do. Even when they don't look like they have enough, they end up in the NBA Finals. Well,
yeah, but it's about winning, Eddie. Eddie, it's about winning.
Eddie just applied for the Miami Heat color
analyst job.
Yes. No, you got to take this into consideration with this comment.
Eddie, stop it.
Come on, man. They ain't winning nothing. Even if they luck up
and win
the East,
they're not winning.
The winner in the West.
It's not happening.
They should have won, goddamn. They didn't have to give up Bam and Jimmy.
And wait a minute. And Eddie, every time Pat Riley ever won, Chris, name all the players he had.
Kareem, Magic,
he didn't have
Shaq,
no undrafted players.
Y'all could do that. Don't discredit Pat, what he done, man.
He's never won without super duper stars. We're not saying he's not great.
I'll tell you, Larry Brown did. Larry Brown won in 2004. How about that? They beat Shaq and Kobe.
He didn't have super names.
Nobody was a superstar, Chris. Would you admit that the 2004 Pistons? They were good, very good players, but no superstars.
So you telling me at that time Rasheed Wallace wasn't a superstar?
No, he was not. He was not.
They were superstars, but they weren't Shaq and Kobe, Chris.
I got to break that down real quick. You telling me Rasheed Wallace wasn't
a superstar? No.
Yes. You telling me Ben Wallace, who's in the Hall of Fame, wasn't a superstar at that time? Yes, in his position and his role, yes.
Undrafted,
You tell me Rip Hammer, and you tell
we
me
we didn't
on,
say
man,
they weren't good players.
We said they were really. Were they on the level of Shaq and Kobe?
They were all Shaq and Kobe. Yeah, we all know they wasn't.
No, we know, Eddie,
that they're not all. They weren't all time greats. Superstars aren't doesn't equal all time greats. All time greats.
Yeah, I think
greats.
It does.
They were superstars in that year.
They were stars. They were stars. What? They were. I wouldn't say superstars. But Eddie, here's what we're saying. We're not saying Pat Riley isn't a great executive and coach and all that. What we're saying is all this talk about Heat culture, the little engine that could, getting further than anybody expects. Pat Riley should know as well as anybody because he, for all, as much as he's done with these teams that didn't have enough talent, maybe got them a little further than people expected and all that, won more games in the regular season, because he did get beat a lot of times in the playoffs by lower seeds, particularly the Knicks.
Don't you remember that? He was number one seed, and the Knicks were eight.
Knicks used to always beat him. But our point is this, Eddie. Pat Riley, the only times he won the grand prize, the NBA title, was when he had super-duper all-time greats. And so we're saying it's cute to get to the finals and get waxed. Oh, they won the East. Wow, right. Who expected that? But if you want to win it all, Pat Riley knows as well as anybody, you better go get some big dogs. And they didn't do it. That's what we're saying.
They go get Dame Lillard. They give up other pieces. And who they got? Jimmy
Who they
Dame
giving up?
Bam.
Caleb Martin, Tyler
what?
Hero.
Right.
Maybe Nikola Jokic.
So, I want to know this. What was their three that y'all was thinking that was going to win the championship?
No, they would have had a better chance with Dame, Jimmy Butler, and Bam.
They couldn't score last year, Eddie, in the series against Denver. That was the issue.
I mean, nobody could score the whole playoffs against Denver if you really want to break it down. Denver was locking up. Denver did their thing. Denver was a great team last year. And so to sit back and be like, man, if Dame would have just went there, you give up some of these ancillary players that got to come in and fulfill, you're going to do that. And then, but I don't think that that's enough, though. It's not enough.
Is it enough now?
Bam,
do they have
Jimmy,
enough now?
Okay, let me say this. Can we say this? Bam, Jimmy, and Dame is not LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh.
No,
right?
No.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to say. So then think about the guys that was coming off the bench with those three to win their back-to-back championship. You got to have some heat. You giving up, no pun intended. But you got to have some things that's going to be out there giving you some doing damage offensively and defensively. You're going to lose some of that once that trade with Dame is all I'm trying to say.
So that's right now, what are they their chances of getting out of the East? Like, where would you rank them in the East right now?
Who?
Miami.
Oh, Miami. Man, you know, you could never – I mean, they're getting out of the East, like coming out of the East.
I think Milwaukee's ahead of them, Boston.
Right now, I would say five teams. I'll give them five teams ahead of them.
All right, and if they had traded for Dame, I don't think you'd be saying that. He obviously wouldn't be in Milwaukee either. That's all
we're
saying.
I would say maybe that they possibly – well, it depends on who they have. And I still think that Boston is a hell of a team.
What about Boston? Would you like to see quickly? We got a minute. Drew Holiday. He's going to likely get traded from Portland. I love him in Boston. There's a lot of talk Golden State and other. Yeah, you think that's something they should go ahead and do?
It might strap you a little bit. It might put, you know, I would go for it because
if
I
you
think
can get him for
time,
like Brogdon, you know, maybe
you will
the
have,
time
you probably
lure.
Have to put in Brogdon. You will have to either Al Horford and you know, draft picks, or if not Horford, then you have to put in Rob Williams and some draft picks, maybe Peyton Pritchard, things like that. I would flirt with that. I would look to try to do that because I feel like now you have three guys. You have a true point guard out on the court that really could defend. He's a versatile defender, could defend multiple players out on the court. And he makes plays. He knocks down shots. Will open up the floor for all of those other guys. I would try to push for that. But if it doesn't make sense at the end, because you got to always think about your future. You got to think about your future as well as you think about right now. If it doesn't make sense in the future, then, you know, you have to pass.
All right, that is our man, E. House. He knows we ain't letting him get away with just saying any old thing up in here. It's all in fun.
You know what? Hey, y'all been watching. You know what the problem is? Y'all been watching Wintertime, and y'all don't like how Pat Riley attitude is. Man, I love that, man.
Hey,
that's the problem.
Eddie, I'll say this. I wish they wouldn't have canceled it. I was enjoying it.
No, that was it's a great show.
Yeah, man. I'm upset that they stopped it after, you know it's over now.
I didn't know.
I don't know if you finished the second season yet, but this is it. But yeah, I agree. I've been really enjoying it.
How much more of the story could they give us? We all know what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
They did a good job with it, though. All right, Eddie House, great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. Rob, you got something you want to spit.
No doubt. Chris, we saw it. Ronald Acuna becoming the first player in baseball history with the 40-70 club, the 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases. I'm going to push back and poo-poo it.
Wow.
Ronald Acuna's 40-70 club, Chris, reminds me of breast implants. They look great, but they don't feel real. Come on. He's sliding into pizza boxes. The pitcher can't throw over the first base but a matter of a couple of times before he can't do it anymore. It's fugazi. You know that, Chris. It doesn't feel right. There's a lump
about
there.
No fake breasts.
I'm just saying. They
like
look good, but yeah, they don't feel good, Chris.
Okay.
You never felt fake breasts before?
Never.
All right, well, look at Ronald Acuna's 40-70. That's what it feels like.
Look, we've talked about it. I hear you. I mean, it is different. It's not only that the base is so big. And look, Rob, we're talking about split-second plays, bam-bam plays, right? Bang-bang plays.
All the time
that
at the bases.
That inch or whatever makes a difference. Right? I mean, I give you that.
Chris, the best that's ever been.
And you can only throw over twice? That might be even bigger than the base, Rob.
Can I give you another one this year? Trey Turner from the Phillies, Chris, is perfect this year. He's like one of the fastest guys in baseball. He's 29 right. for 29. Yeah, you gave him an advantage. Right. Who goes 29 for 29 for stolen bases?
Here's the one pushback I'll give you. You're legit.
He's a great player. I'm not trying to say that Acuna is not a great player.
All I'll say is this. Ricky Henderson, the greatest man ever in stealing bases, never hit Rob more than 28 home runs. Okay. Lou Brock, another Hall of Famer who was an awesome base stealer, he never hit more than 21 home runs. Vince Coleman, another all-time great base stealer. Wasn't an all-time great player, but, you know, was good. Made a few all-star teams. He never hit more than 6 home runs in a season, Rob. So what I'll say is that combination of speed and power is unique. You got to give him that.
I'll give him that, Chris, but the best that anybody ever did was 43 home runs and 40
– Who was 40, it?
40, somebody had 41. Was it 41 and 43? That was
There's
the best 40, number.
There's a 40-40 club.
Right. But not 40-70. You know what I like? Like, that's all I'm saying.
I want to see who that was in the 40-40 club.
Were four guys in the 40-40 club before this season.
Yep.
88, Jose Canseco, 42-40.
He's not in the – that's impressive that he stole 40 bases.
All right. 96, Barry Bonds, 42-40.
Yep.
Okay. A-Rod, 98, 42-46.
A-Rod was stealing bases like that. Wow.
2006, Alfonso Soriano, 46-41. And now 2023, this one doesn't really belong. Ronald Acuna Jr., 41-70.
41-70.
What was Acuna's, because obviously this is the first year, I'm going to look it up now, first year that they, you know, they obviously expanded the bases.
What was the most he had, 29? What is his number?
His most stolen bases in a season before this one was 37. So that makes it a little better. Right back in 2019, he stole 37, hit 41 homers and 37 steals. So, and he led the league that year. I hear you. I mean, you just can't. It's like if they took 3 meters off the 100-meter dash. And then you break the record, and it's like,
no, what
I mean,
the,
it's a little different. I ain't gonna lie.
And the Trey Turner thing, it speaks volumes, Chris. 29 for 29.
Right. All right, we got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.